to get a little stale. Crowds were getting older and more bitter. The same handful of clubs were gaining a stranglehold on the game. Even international football was starting to lose its bite after an underwhelming World Cup at the beginning of the decade. But then along came Jurgen Klopp. It turns out he was just what the game and what we, the fans, needed. Perhaps you were only vaguely aware of him back then. Or perhaps you're loudly tusking, remembering how you followed his career in Mainz before he even started at Dortmund. It's okay either way. Plenty of football fans knew about Klopp when he was in Germany, but they only really knew him when he arrived in England. You could enjoy his charisma and his soundbites from afar, but when he took over at Liverpool FC in 2015, it became clear it wasn't just for show. This was him, through and through. Klopp is the cool uncle of football. He's your school friend's dad who always greets you like you're his friend as well. The popular colleague who always makes you feel like you're on his level. The hugs he gave, for example, weren't just special treatment saved for big TV games. They were for every game. The infectious laugh wasn't a man playing up to the cameras. That was just how he laughed. The eccentric soundbite, that was just how he expressed himself. And the more I've found out about Jurgen Klopp since he joined Liverpool FC, the more I've found to like about him. And he has time to do all of this while still being great at all the things a football manager has to excel at. Klopp's Dortmund team stopped the all-conquering Bayern Munich twice. And as Liverpool manager, he won the Champions League in the Superclub era without a Superclub. That's harder than you might think. If he wasn't so successful at his job, maybe we wouldn't hear so much about him. But here's the thing. His character and success go hand in hand. He is, for example, a great motivator. But he achieves this in a way that someone without his larger-than-life personality couldn't. His character, coupled with his skill, is a winning combination, and one that is completely unique to him. When someone achieves so much, you might expect fans of rival teams to hate them, but it's impossible to hate Jurgen Klopp. His Liverpool predecessor, Brendan Rodgers, even let Klopp move into his old house on Merseyside, saying, "Whatever help he needed as a manager, I was there for that." The best you can muster is jealousy, but soon enough you realise life's too short for even that. So, from family and friendship to food, film and a great deal more, this is your guide to all of life's challenges, inspired by the Liverpool living legend. It's time to ask, therefore, not what Jurgen Klopp can do for you, but what you can do to be more like Jurgen Klopp. There needs to be one plan, one voice. One belief. It will not always be perfect, because we are not perfect, but it is our way. Jurgen Klopp. Chapter 1. The Most Important Thing. Jurgen Klopp and Family. Kicking off with family is an absolute no-brainer. Life begins with family. Quite literally, of course, with those 9 months spent inside your mother's womb. And it's no coincidence that 9 months is the amount of time that passed between Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool starting their 2018-19 Champions League campaign and them lifting the trophy in Madrid. Okay, fine. Maybe it is a bit of a coincidence, but the point still stands. Family isn't just the first thing you'll encounter in your life. It's also the most important. Baz Luhrmann reminded us of this in the song Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. Klopp has recognised it by cultivating relationships in football that are far more father and son than boss and employee. Most football managers deal in formations, philosophies, or both. It helps define their greatest teams, and it helps define them as people. Jurgen Klopp isn't like most football managers. He does family trees. When you think about great football managers and the great teams they've built, you can mentally map out the players on the pitch as if they're an extension of the managers themselves. With Pep Guardiola, you see the 4-3-3 of his great Barcelona teams and their devastating tiki-taka football. Antonio Conte had his 3-5-2 at Chelsea, a setup that he also used in Euro 2016 to beat European champion Spain with his Italy team. Jurgen Klopp has formations that work for him, sure, but his strategy goes beyond that. He thinks of the personal connection first. Everything else is in place simply to allow those connections to flourish and his players to express themselves. Bring others up with you. If you're working with Jurgen Klopp, you're part of the family,